Anyway, episode 23, NFLP, and it's just me, Novice Steve, but I'm welcoming back Internet Rezol.
Hello.
Say hello, Internet Rezol.
Hello, you okay?
Oh, you sound lovely. We've missed you. And we have a special guest today. It's, what can I call you, just Baz. Is that after Internet Rezol, Baz sounds a bit too short, I would say. What do you want to be called, Baz?
A long time listener, first time podcaster, that'll do.
I like it. You've got a little treat for us as well, right? You've got a nice Super Bowl quiz.
A bit of organised fun.
Well, there's no better fun than organised fun.
The only type of fun.
What's been going on in your lives this week before we jump into the quiz?
Just Super Bowl preparations in the house.
Full on Super Bowl prep.
Actually, I did have a bit of a moment because Ira is now six, my little boy, and was
six already. Wow.
Six, He mentioned something about wrestling. He'd seen wrestling. So I was like, oh, I think it was Royal Rumble, which is, I don't watch wrestling, but that was always the best thing, wasn't it, the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched it the other night. We watched it.
I was a fan of SummerSlam as well, I have to say.
Oh, you're so alternative, aren't you? Not WrestleMania, no. Too mainstream.
Hell in a Cell as well, that was good.
Yeah, Hell in a Cell was good. But yeah, so we watched just the Rumble part.
Mm-hmm.
He loved it. He got so into it. Like, it was, who did he realize? Edge, who came back after like 10 years and everyone's excited.
Edge? Who's Edge?
Edge. He was around.
You too.
Yeah. So that was exciting with his guitar. But yeah, like, he was really into it. I remember like when I used to watch it as a kid, like Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan, like, it seemed amazing, didn't it? So like,
the Royal Rumble was so exciting because it was like, it'd be the countdown in the corner, it would be like three minutes, and then it would get down, and then you're like, who's it gonna be? And then all of a sudden the music would start, like the Undertaker's music would come on, and then he would walk in and you're like, oh my god, it's all gonna kick off. And he would just come in and throw like five people out of the ring in 2 seconds.
That's what it was, that was cool because you like, yeah, feels like your own childhood, doesn't it? So it was good. That was good. I don't think we'll have the same thing for the... He's going to be staying up for the Super Bowl, though.
The thing about WrestleMania is you had the Roman numerals in it, right? The same thing as the Super Bowl. They must be the only sporting events that have Roman numerals in it.
SummerSlam probably had a couple of Roman numerals.
They like Roman numerals in America, but like, I don't... We teach it at school, Roman numerals, and it's the one thing they never learn, and it's really difficult to push because it doesn't matter, does it? Like, unless you're watching like a rerun of Fawlty Towers and you wonder what year it was made, you don't, apart from, I suppose, a clock, but their clocks these days don't have Roman numerals. It's still a big bit every single year through primary school, you have to do Roman numerals, but
I still remember
just,
it.
They don't get it, they just don't really. I mean, it's not that complicated, is it?
Well, X was 10, the V was 5. And you put the one, you put like a line or the I or whatever before it to make it four, right? Or no, well, you don't do that. You just have one. Oh my God, now I'm getting lost. But let's say you had a one and an X. That would be nine, right?
Yeah.
If the one was before the X.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then L is 50? Or what?
Yeah.
L's 50. Wait a minute. In Stoke, they no longer have Roman numerals on the clocks. This is a revelation, isn't it?
Well, they don't have. Well, yeah, but actually, it's
they just have one big clock that's counting down to Brexit, and that's about it.
it's almost run out. Well, so there's a. It's called. It's very catchy. It's called Time for Time. They've started at school, and so what it means is they put up clocks everywhere, and we no longer have bells. We just have a bell to start the day, and so there's not even one to end it. So it's to.
You have bells to start. You mentioned at the beginning, just in school, right? I just imagine the whole of Stoke gets woken up with a bell.
No, just in school. So there's the morning bell. And you used to have a bell for everything. So a bell for break, dinner, you know, all the different breaks and stuff. So now it's just one bell to start the day. And it's to encourage the kids to, like, look at the time. But all it means is that all the, like, I was late going back the other day, so I missed the first 5 minutes because I was on my dinner. And then I was 10 minutes early. Like, it's just a joke. All you're doing is watching your phone at the time all the time. So it's time for time.
Novice Pardo has joined us, listeners. Dot C is Baz, long time listener, first time podcaster. Baz,
is he able to talk today? The watcher,
he is. He's come to do a Super Bowl quiz on the pod.
All right,
bring some good content about time.
Where's your video? Oh,
I'm sorry, you're naked. It's Naked Thursdays.
Right, more
reason.
Yeah, Pardo has joined us eating a pudding. It looks like a nice chocolate pudding there, Pardo.
I think it's tiramisu.
Tiramisu. Yep.
Good.
Oh, nice 1 point to Red Bull before even the quiz starts.
That's not the quiz, guys.
That's the decider. If it's a draw, Rezol's won because he got the tiramisu pudding right. It looks to me, it looks like a chocolate dessert. But wow, good eye for puddings, Rezol. Mm.
Yeah, can spot a tiramisu a mile off.
That's the result of old.
What's this quiz? What's going on?
You've brought a real professional edge to this. We were having a really good chat, and then you're like,
you're having a great chat.
Tiramisu.
And then you come in, slopping your tiramisu into your mouth, and
can you hear the slopping?
Over the last 23 weeks, he's really changed his attitude to podcasting. He's such an old hand now, he just eats tiramisu.
So Baz,
have you started recording already?
We have started recording. No. So, and this is in the classic unedited fashion. We'll go into the pod.
Fine. And I'll give it to finish my pudding.
But Baz has joined us in this special pre-Super Bowl pod, which is actually going to be the last of the season because everyone is going to make an after the Super Bowl pod. So we're just going for the pre-Super Bowl pod. We're getting the pre-Super Bowl market, even though everyone's making a pre-Super Bowl pod as well. But we're doing it with an edge because our good friend Baz has made a Super Bowl quiz. So I hope you have pens and papers at the ready or something to... How are we doing it, Baz? You're the quiz master.
I've got the pens and papers here. Don't worry about that, quiz fans.
Okay. So he has 7 questions about Super Bowls of old.
The first one's lame, but
do you have to put your text and phones out of your area?
No, we'll go around the room. So should we get underway? Stop this waffling.
Let's get underway.
Okay. So pretty exciting to have the two teams that everybody wanted in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
And everyone's predicting plenty of points. So can you tell me the Super Bowl with the most combined points? Can you tell me how many points? So, Pardo, we'll go to you first.
So, what am I guessing here? The total number of points?
Combined points from a previous Super Bowl, that's the record.
I'm going to go for 85.
Even
76.
Result?
Oh, sorry. Right, 7, 4, 28. 65.
Oh, he's gone for a lot.
Totaling up there. Down to 75 points, so Steve's the winner there.
Oh,
yes. I assumed it would have been in like a 30 to 40 game, so I went, okay, 38, and then against like 43. That makes 76, right?
And it was the 49ers against San Diego Chargers in 1995, Super Bowl 29.
Not that long ago.
Was Philip Rivers playing?
No. Reasonable amount of points, right?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Of course, it's the Super Bowl. Everyone wants to go there. Everybody knows it's ridiculously expensive. So can you tell me, according to StatGeek, which is just the website I've looked at today, what is the average ticket price available today if I wanted to buy it in dollars? This is the average price.
Today?
It's sold out.
I'm not bothered about the most expensive. I'm talking the average price of the tickets they're selling. In dollars.
I wish I'd read that.
Who are you going, to first?
We'll start with Rezol first because he went last time.
Um, oh, So if you bought one today, so what,
yeah,
3 days?
Today. So it's a resale site. It's a resale site.
God.
And it's the average price of the ticket.
And no interneting internet resale.
I'm not. $5,000.
Steve?
In my head, I was thinking $3,000. So I'll go for $3,100.
I'm going to go for 3,000.
Oh, fuck.
101.
Lame.
You scumbag.
Clark is the closest. The average ticket price available today, when I checked at lunchtime, $9,031.
Wow.
The cheapest ticket, $5,844. The most expensive seat on this website, £46,302. Oh, ridiculous.
God.
Wow. And it was a good quiz.
I thought I went too high on the first one, so I was being conservative. I thought I'd best go lower, but blimey.
But you know, a lot of the people that go to Miami, you're going to have some dollar, you know?
Like Will Smith. The time it's been in Miami, isn't it?
Yeah.
From what I hear from the other podcasts, you know, our rival podcast, like Around the NFL.
Don't worry about us, yeah.
They're in Miami, and they say it's a great Super Bowl city. So, you know. It's a shame because my friend, American friend Matt, who did a segment for a while called Matt's Memories, he promised that he would have his 40th birthday, which is actually next week. He promised that it would be in Miami this year. So he's 40 next week. And he promised that he would have like a couple of weeks in Miami with his best friends, invited us last year. And then a few months ago, he sent an email saying, "I forgot to organize it, guys. It's not going to happen." So I could be there.
It sounds a lot like you for bailing on trips. The only one we get is like camping in Wales or something.
Anyway, question three.
Anyway, it wouldn't be a Super Bowl without razzmatazz, and nothing is, more glamorous than the halftime show. This year, of course, Shaqiri, he plays for Liverpool. Shakira.
And J-Lo, 1 point for
J-Lo. And it's going to be a 12-minute extravaganza. They had the press conference today, and the sponsors, Pepsi, the PR people, were going crazy about it. Can you tell me?
Why were they going crazy?
Well, they're just, you know, saying...
A good way?
It's going to be the best one ever. Just like
That's what they said about Maroon 5.
Exactly. Can you tell me how much the artists get paid to play the halftime show at the Super Bowl?
A lot.
Well, that's not an answer, Steve. You go first.
Okay, I'm going to say... Well, maybe they even do it for quite cheap because they probably get so much publicity from it. So I'm going to say... I'm going to go for a cool million dollars.
$1 million each, okay?
Yeah.
Pardo?
Oh, yeah, because normally it's one artist rather than two artists. But I think it's going to be $2 million each per artist.
Result?
I don't think this is right, so I don't know why I'm saying it, but nothing? I wonder if they don't get paid and it's
because it's a publicity for them, right? That's what I was thinking as well.
But then that's not American, is it, to pay? I don't think that's right, but I'm going to say zero.
Someone's cheating. Zero is the answer, yeah.
Is it?
They don't get paid a penny, yeah. They don't get paid by the NFL.
Someone's checking the internet.
I had that. I think he's right. I had that inkling as well because I thought it's such good publicity for them.
Yeah.
It's like an honor, isn't it? You know, because like NFL is like, you know, it's like a... It's something about the nation. It's like the army, everything. It's like seen as your civic duty to do that kind of thing.
Well, this is it. They always get backhanders. I bet they get other.
Well,
you think about all the payments that they get on the back of it.
They'll get sponsors. They'll get downloads. They'll get record sales. You know, everyone's forgotten about Shakira. Now her albums will be downloaded on iTunes on Monday. Everyone will be singing Hips Don't Lie. And I'm starting to feel fly. J-Lo, everyone will be having a block.
Might get a start for Liverpool after this bloody
So that's half-time squared off. Let's fast forward to the end of the game.
Yeah.
And it's customary to tip Gatorade on the coach, isn't it? Can you tell me, with the bookies, what colour is currently the favourite colour of Gatorade to be poured over the coach?
I heard this one on the podcast.
But let me, let me tell you guys, you're probably thinking, that's an impossible question. How can we answer that? Well, let's have the Gatorade form guide, right? 2011, it was orange. 2012, it was purple. 2013, none. 2014, of course, was orange. We remember that one. 15 was blue. 16 was orange. 17, none again. 18, yellow. 19, blue.
So I know, Baz, I can tell you that I
Who
know...
says you're going first?
No, no, listen. I know that orange... And I'm not going to give this away. I'm not going to give this away because this will...
Well, what's your guess, Steve?
Orange is the third favourite. I heard it on a podcast.
No, it's not.
So they were doing like silly bets and no, they were not. Saying, oh, look, orange is the third favourite or something. It's not, or a second favourite then. It wasn't the first favourite.
Well, I only want to know the first favourite, don't I? That's the quiz.
So I am going... Do you want me to go first?
No, you can go last for okay. being a tool. Pardo?
I will go purple.
Purple?
Yeah.
AJ?
Orange.
Orange.
Yeah.
Order in the favour of orange.
Purple sounds tasty, actually. What flavour is purple? Is it like blue?
They don't have, that is the flavour in Americans. It's
flavor
just
is the purple.
Forest yeah. fruit or something.
It's purple flavour.
Okay, I'm going for yellow, Baz. I think it's yellow.
Yellow. Yellow slash green, that would be, Steve. Of
yes.
course.
Yeah.
Well, you're all wrong. It's red, followed by orange, followed by clear water. Although, obviously, how can it be water? Because it's all sugar. Yellow and green, blue, purple, and none is the absolute rank outsider, but it's happened three times in the last 10 years. So,
have a
punt on that.
Is the red then
wasn't
because
in the form guide? Was that? No.
That's but both teams playing red, don't they? So, is that why?
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if that's why it's favourite.
Well, it'll be down to the personal choice of the teams.
It's about
if
what
they want the
colour, like, isn't
if they
it, really?
The flavour red.
Yes, the
I've often wanted to be in a sports team so I get free Gatorade on the side. I just sit there and get fat, not playing, getting millions, drinking loads of Gatorade, and then get my teeth fixed when all the Gatorade ruins
what
my
teeth. What colour would you drink?
I would go for purple because yeah. it just sounds very exotic.
Of course, other sugary drinks are available.
Yeah, like what's that British one? No, it's not British, but what's
well,
the
Lucozade.
Other one? Powerade, I'm thinking.
That's Coca-Cola, that.
And let
that's
me tell Coca-Cola. You, let me tell you, the blue too. The blue Powerade is fantastic and a great hangover cure if you ever have a hangover, kids.
Yeah. Are we trying to, like, so he's mentioned Pepsi so far, and now he's mentioned Gatorade.
whoever sends us free stuff first, then that's the chosen.
It's like the Super Bowl halftime show. I don't get paid for this, so I have to get my sponsors in.
I don't know how you're going to put this out there, but when this podcast finishes, I'm planning on tipping red Gatorade over the laptop to blow it.
Well,
so you never have to make another podcast again.
Go on, Buzz.
It's worth staying up till 4 a.m. just so we can see what colour
that's
the Gatorade
true.
Is.
That's true.
So Patrick Mahomes is a mobile bloke, isn't he?
What question is this, Baz? Number five. I don't want
this
quiz to end.
So far, Pardo's Razzo's the only person to have answered one correct.
Yes.
And he cheated. So technically,
no, I didn't.
Yeah.
Hang on, I got the first one. I got the points. I got 75. What, I was one off on the points. I mean, come on. You got to give me that.
You got closest, but let's see. We'll review it at the end of the quiz.
Yeah. Well, we had to get an exact answer for that.
Well, that's what happens in quizzes, Pardo.
It's a bit easier to answer a colour than a number that could be like between 0 and 100.
Closest wins, I reckon. That's got to be it.
I've always learned in quizzes not to abuse the quizmaster.
Okay, yeah, sorry, Baz.
Yeah,
Carry on.
Patrick Mahomes, then. Mobile bloke. Very fast on his feet. No surprise, then, that he's partial to a pair of sneakers. Can you tell me, in his house, in fact, he's so obsessed with sneakers, he's got a sneakers room.
Oh, they all do, don't they?
Can you tell me approximately how many pairs of trainers are on display in his sneaker room in his house? And I know the answer because I sat there the other night and watched a 15-minute video about it. I mean, that is sad.
Well, are you counting them as you were watching the video, or you actually
luckily,
how many were in there?
Luckily, he told me before I got to
the room. Okay, yeah.
Is this nearest wins, or do you have to get exact?
Well, I mean, whatever. You guys make your own rules up, eh?
Who's going first, Quizmaster?
Clarky, so he doesn't cheat, because I can hear him tapping away.
Yeah.
I'm not oh, God. How many pairs does he have? What's ridiculous to have a room? Let's 360.
Oh my God, Rezzo, that was the number in my head.
Really?
Yeah, I was thinking. Steve? Well, I'll go 356.
can't get away with that. That's terrible.
Genuinely, I was about to say 360. That is so weird.
Oh, don't say 355.
Well, out. Well, that was the number I had in my head.
Hang on, what's his number? What's his shirt number?
14, isn't it?
I think, and I was thinking it's a high number, but not quite 300 range, so I'll say 250.
Well, funny you should mention 360, because there's a rationale behind why the number of pairs of trainers he's got. He's actually got 180 on display in this room, because his rationale is he wears them all twice a year.
Which
would add up to 365 days. So there's kind of a strange logic there.
Yeah. What the?
365 days in a year, though.
Yeah. There's five days he goes. When he's on holiday, he just wears flip flops.
What's he doing on leap years? Yeah. That's his favourite pair. Yeah.
There's nothing
Sorry. I was going to say maybe he factors in 5 days of injuries a year, so when he doesn't have any shoes, because he's had ankle injuries and stuff.
There's probably 5 days where he doesn't know which ones he's worn and which ones he needs to wear, but unless he's got a spreadsheet or something where he's ticking it off.
Mm.
Probably got someone to pick them for him.
Aaron Rodgers probably does.
Nick Foles, that's his job.
There's nothing better when Super Bowl's on than cracking open a few beers, having some snacks, right? So can you tell me the predicted number of chicken wings expected to be consumed in America on Sunday?
God, that would be so good. I'd love to eat some chicken wings on Sunday. Who's going first, Baz?
Pardo.
Right, okay.
This comes from the National Chicken Council, this statistic. So
I mean, people eat a lot of chicken wings anyway, even if the Super Bowl isn't on. 500 million people in the US.
How many?
They all have a chicken wing per Sunday anyway. So I'm gonna half that and go.
How many people are in the US?
I think it's 500 million.
500 million? 500 million? No, it's less than that, surely, in the US.
Less than that? Why would it be less?
We can't have a quiz within the quiz, guys.
I think it's 280 million in the US is the population.
All right, I'll
take a quick look.
Anyway, my guess is...
I can't start a rival quiz. This is brilliant. This is classic. This is exactly what you guys do to me.
It's 327 million people.
Yeah, 327.
All right, somewhere in the middle. Agree to disagree.
I said 280.
200 million.
200 million. Steve?
Oh, that's... Because everyone, like, let's say... Okay, 327 million people. Let's say half... there's got to be, like, 40% are men, 45% are men. Then, so let's say 20%...
When you're eating chicken wings, though, you just eat a lot, don't you?
Yeah, but let's say 20% of those like NFL. Then let's say, okay, 5% are on a diet, so 15% of 327 million. And then, so what's 15% of 327? So let's say 43 million. But then there's, in a portion of chicken wings, there's like, usually you get like 10.
Thank God we didn't ask about pretzels.
In a
anyway.
Portion.
That's next.
So let's say, I'm going to say 400 million chicken wings.
Shut up, you idiot!
I like the maths.
I'd love to follow the maths and the actual working out there, but that's just the
he did all the working out and then just like wrote a load of numbers down.
No, because it makes sense. There's like 10 chicken wings in a portion. All right, maybe it's a bit less. Maybe it's between 300 and 400 million. I should have gone for like 350, but I went for the top end. I went bold. I went
final
audacious.
400 million, yeah.
Let's go for the population. I'll go for the population of America, which is 327. Let's go for 372 million.
How many answers?
One answer.
Thanks, Steve. 3-7. Result?
100 million.
Ooh. Meanwhile, Steve, Russell looked it up.
No!
Steve's the closest. Oh. But it's a staggering 1.4 billion chickens.
Shut!
Wow.
There we go. Four chickens.
How many chickens is that, Steve?
So my math was a bit out because I basically discounted the women, and the women are eating chicken wings. That was my downfall. Because actually...
Well, forgetting that women eat food.
Well, that's it. How long the game is as well. The men are actually watching the... Well, actually, that's... No,
I also said on Sunday, so it's the full day, remember? You've got pre-match, during the match, after...
So how many... What was the total?
1.4 billion.
So 1.4...
I should apologise to our female listeners because I'm not actually sexist. I just basically took the math that it is in my house that my wife hates watching football. So I just took that as granted that everyone in America is like... Wow. Lives in...
Last year, it was about 92 million people watched the Super Bowl in America. So that means every person's eating 50. Every single person's having 15 chicken.
Yeah, but you're not listening to the questions.
What a day!
Result.
How
many chicken wings are consumed in America on Sunday?
Yeah, just watching the game.
Oh yeah, it's not just watching. Yeah,
Super Bowl will increase it, but. I don't know what a normal Sunday is.
Oh, hang on. Oh, it's in America. A normal Sunday.
I don't know. I'll get in touch with the National Chicken Council and maybe we'll do the quiz next week.
But that's still... All right, so if every single person in America, you divided by that, still... Mm-hmm.
What do you think about all the chickens that are still eating in the UK every Sunday at every roast dinner?
Four.
That's quite a lot. Four chickens.
Four chicken wings per person. That works out. Huh? Ridiculous.
Right, last question.
Okay.
Oh, no. This is the best...
Hold on. This is the whole pod.
It's definitely the best episode of NFLP, so
we need 10 carry more on. Questions.
Plenty of razzmatazz.
Well, we're getting up to the 30-minute mark, actually, by the way, so it's perfect for our 30-minute pods. Go on, Baz. Sorry, I interrupted you.
Something that gets probably more attention than the actual game are the TV adverts.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's looking out for which cheesy celebrities are plugging, you know, the worst stuff, life insurance. Can you tell me, for a 30-second slot, how much are the advertisements sold for?
Wow.
So how much is a 30-second slot on TV during the Super Bowl?
State Farm, or probably.
It's in millions of dollars, is it? Before you start.
I assumed it would be millions.
Yeah.
I have a feeling.
Who's going first, Baz? Before Steve does his working out.
If I'm working out, we're going to be the way that he said millions means it's double digits. But I was thinking single digits originally when he said the question.
It's definitely double digits.
It's double digits, isn't it?
Definitely.
Well,
at least double digits. It could be more than double digits.
The answers, would it?
Okay. Go on, Baz. Result. Who's going first?
Rezol.
For 30 seconds.
30-second slot.
God,
and there are 77 slots in total.
I was going to say there's so many adverts.
Gosh, there's so many adverts. Yeah, you're right. How much money are they making? And then they can't give Colin Kaepernick a job.
6 million.
NFLP a job.
6 million, okay.
6 million.
Steve?
12 million, I was thinking. Originally, I was thinking 5, but then with your double digits drop, 12.
Nobody gave a double digits drop.
15 million.
15 million. The double digits was, I don't know where you got that from, Steve. Clarky, Rezol's the closest, $5.6 million, which breaks down.
Clarky would have still been the closest.
$186,000 a second.
Well, that's money well spent. Money well spent. You get all those if you're advertising chicken wings. Bob's your mother's brother.
Well, you don't have
wasted
to,
money.
Do you?
People are eating them anyway.
True. Advertise them the day before the chicken wings.
Okay, then scores on the door.
How much do you think it is prime time on ITV when Corrie's on?
€4.
What's with the number 4?
It's just, I think you just use one of them new Brexit coins and then you get what you want.
That's the end of the quiz. And, yes. In last place is Novice Pardo, of course. He's never watched Super Bowl before. He doesn't know what all these things are, so let him off.
No, it's the novice to quiz, novice to NFLP.
Oh, yeah, Steve is in second with two. Oh,
Scabby Rezol won.
Meaning Rezol cheated his way to
three. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
No, well done, Rezol. Let's be gracious. Let's win with, lose with, what do I always say to my kids? Lose with dignity and win with humility.
Oh, absolutely.
That goes down well.
Yeah, then they go, F off.
How old's Daphne?
I can't see Ariadne responding like that when we're beating her at Trump's. That the game just finishes.
Yeah, she just walks off.
Everything's thrown off the balcony. That was a brilliant quiz. Loved it.
It was. Thanks, Baz.
Same time next year?
Yeah.
Do you want to just quickly, a quick round of Super Bowl predictions, and then we can stop recording?
Yes.
Come on, then.
Shall I go first?
Baz, you're the quiz master. You're the quiz master.
Are we going scores as well as winner?
Total score, you have to guess.
Ooh. I'm predicting 75 points, red Gatorade, chicken wings all round.
I am going to get some chicken wings, actually, for watching the game.
God, I really want some chicken wings now. I so want some chicken wings. I love them with all that sloppy sauce on as well, you know?
right, special one. So, prediction.
Yeah. Go on, Rezol.
I genuinely don't know what everyone's going to say, but... And it's exciting, because I think for the first time in however many years, like, I don't think... I mean, it matters to them, but, like, I feel like you'd be happy whoever wins. You know, there's not one team you think, oh, they don't deserve it, or one's the bloody Patriots and you don't want to win or whatever. Like, be good for either team, wouldn't it? But I think the 49ers will win.
Mm-hmm.
I think the 49ers. I think Mahomes is like a big, shiny, amazing quarterback. And maybe if it gets into a two-minute drill at the end that he can pull out magic. But I think as a team, I think 49ers better team all round. And I think
Who do you want to win, though, Rez? Who do you want to win?
I'd like the 49ers to win. I think you always want a really good quarterback, an amazing player to win something. So I kind of want Patrick Mahomes to win more than the actual Chiefs.
Just because you want team 49ers you like better.
Yeah, but I think you always want a good quarterback to have, you know, won a Super Bowl, and it kind of they deserve it. And he's such an incredible player, and you never know what's going to happen. But I think the 49ers. I go 49ers. What about you, Steve?
So my heart wants the Chiefs, but my head says the 49ers. And kind of like you, I would like Mahomes to win it now. And Andy Reid hasn't won one, and I think Andy Reid should win. And then I'd love Mahomes to get it under his belt now, because you imagine if he doesn't win this one and then he doesn't get back to it. You know, there's so many stories of people never getting back there or never doing... Look at Aaron Rodgers. He only has, he has two, right? But only, or one. Actually, he has one. He has one Super Bowl, and he was like one of the best of his generation.
Who did he win that with, Steve?
Everyone thought they would be coming straight back.
Sorry, Pardo, what did you say?
Who did Rodgers win it with, the Super Bowl?
Green Bay.
The Packers. He's always played for Green Bay.
He's always been with the Packers.
Yeah.
Wow. But Drew Brees is the same. Drew Brees only ever won one.
Roethlisberger, two. But, like, so, anyway, I would love Mahomes to see Mahomes win it, because I think he's just unbelievable. But I just think that the 49ers, I feel like the 49ers are just going to run it down their throat, and their defense isn't, well, it's been okay the last few weeks, but I think they're not going to be able to stand up to them too much. And then I think Kyle Shanahan is the best coach that's there at the moment in the NFL. So I think he'll do a good game plan, and I think he might outsmart Andy Reid. That being said, I'm gonna cheer for my heart, because I think if the 49ers are winning, I'll be like, oh, come on, Mahomes. So I'm just gonna go for it. I'm gonna say, I want the Chiefs to win. The Chiefs are gonna win.
All right.
Even though I just can't see them stopping.
Chiefs are winning. What's the score?
Okay, I think if the 49ers win, it's going to be a kind of more low-scoring game because they'll stop Mahomes and then they're just going to run it in a few times. So, but I'm going to go for the Chiefs, so it has to be a higher-scoring game because then this means Mahomes is getting the ball back and throwing it down. So let's go 68 points total.
Okay, but don't forget, 49ers were part of your original predictions.
I know.
At the beginning of the playoffs, you had the Ravens and the 49ers.
I think the 49ers will be a good team and thereabouts for a while. But I think Mahomes, I would love to see him start his career like this, where he wins a Super Bowl. And then, you know, and then even maybe goes on to beat Brady's amount of Super Bowls. That's nice. What I would love. I think he'll be one of the best players that we'll ever see play the game.
Does he have to, you know, each year, does he have to reset his trainer collection? Does he get rid of the ones from previous year because he's worn them twice, all of them twice? Or
this kind of made me a bit sad about him, actually, that he's making these documentaries about his trainer collection. But, I mean,
imagine the people who watch that stuff.
But this is a classic. But that's what I like about the Super Bowl. It is like, you know, how it used to be for us with the FA Cup. You used to make all these stupid programs and the build up to the actual main event.
Yeah,
everyone just loves it. You can't get enough of it. So you just give loads of little documentaries here and there. And for whatever reason, because you're so excited, you just want to watch whatever about anything to do with the Super Bowl or whatever the game coming up is. But we don't have any of that anymore.
Particularly UK. Well, you're right, Pardo, but we're digressing. Let's get out of here in under 40 minutes.
Was about digression.
It is, but we don't edit anymore. So give us your prediction, Pardo. Baz.
I want the 49ers to win because I work with a guy who's actually going to go to celebrations if they win. He's going to book a flight and go. He's booked off next week ready. So for his sake, I want them to win.
All right, but aren't you going to pick up his workload and stuff while he's away?
No, I don't do any actual work. I just input data, don't I?
Yeah, but he's going to input his data. Probably Baz.
It'll just go uninputted.
The internet will be without some data for a while. Big loss. Go on, Pardo.
I'm back in City Chiefs for the win. I think it'll be a close game. And I like both teams. And, you know, I can't lie about that. So it'd be really good if I wouldn't be too disappointed about whoever wins. 49ers, I used to follow as a kid. Well, I had the t-shirt. And then, well, City Chiefs, I really kind of come up during the season and my first season of watching NFL. And yeah, I think overall, I think City Chiefs, if they win it, that'd be fantastic. So I'll be back in the City Chiefs over the Super Bowl. But I don't know, I kind of change allegiances based on like how the kind of teams are playing and stuff. So we'll see how it goes, but I'll enjoy it as a neutral. Definitely a neutral game.
Whoever wins, the chickens lose.
All two billion of them, or whatever it was.
Jimmy G will look pretty. If the 49ers win, Jimmy G is going to look good holding that trophy aloft. That's for sure.
Yeah.
He's a good looking
guy. He's already got two Super Bowl rings, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, because you don't think about that. But yeah, I mean, you can't really wear them with pride though when you sat on the bench all night. I mean,
well, you think about all the listeners to this pod now. We're all thinking, yeah, Sunday, I'm having chicken wings. So add all those extra chicken wings to the listeners to this pod.
So it's 50 times 10. That's 500 chicken wings. To be honest.
Yeah, but half of them might, Steve. Billion. Half of them might be women and they don't eat chicken wings. To the stoop, so.
True. Hey, won that.
Lost
question,
audience. So. Lost 50% of our audience there.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't like meat on the bone, so I'm out. Okay. Oh. I'll leave the 1.4 billion to you.
You go for the chicken fillets.
How many chicken wings could you eat if we had a 4-way chicken wing off?
Dom, I could keep eating them forever, I think.
At least 50.
No.
easy.
That used to be on Saturday, it was chicken wing night, and yeah, we used to have loads. Mum couldn't cook enough.
Where did you get them from? Butchers. Your mum cooked them as well?
Yeah. Just get them from the butchers. All in barbecue sauce. Love that.
Oh, wow. Where was this butcher? Oh, wow. Okay. We digress again. Okay. I think we can stop recording now, and then we can keep talking afterwards. So
Hold on. Are we signing off? This is the end of the season, isn't it?
Let's sign off. This is the end of the season. Let's say goodbye to everyone.
Wow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Cool.
Pardo, it's a more emotional farewell for you, so say goodbye.
Well, no, I mean, it has been a hell of a season. I've enjoyed it. It's been a roller coaster ride. Let's see what comes through the close season, whether we digress from NFL or we just have a nice hiatus and holiday prior to draft day, not with Kevin Costner.